الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani channel. You are watching the early echo all the way from South Africa, Durban. Thumma alhamdulillah. We begin and start our day in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, may our souls and bodies be sacrificed at his blessed feet. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. Teri nasle paak mein hai, bacha bacha noor ka, tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Welcome once again to the social media viewers and for those who are watching us off the satellite from wherever you are, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you in both worlds. Let's listen to a fragrant hadith with regards to the recitation of Durood-e Pak, as the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, Man salla alayya mi'atan, kataballahu bayna aynayhi bara'atan minan nifaq, wa bara'atan minan nar, wa askanahu allahu yawm al-qiyamati ma'ash-shuhada. Subhanallah. A fragrant and a beautiful hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal will write between his eyes that this person is freed from hypocrisy and from the fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal shall resurrect such a person amongst the martyrs. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, through the blessings of Durood-e Pak, a person attains salvation from the difficulties of this world. And Allah Azza wa Jalla shall bless him to this extent that he will be raised amongst the martyrs on the Day of Judgment. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali very beautifully states in his poetry,
Garche hai behad qusoor, tum ho afoo o ghafoor. Garche hai behad qusoor, tum ho afoo o ghafoor. تم ہو عفو و غفور تم ہو عفو و غفور بخش دو جرم و خطا تم پہ کروڑوں درود بخش دو جرم و خطا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کعبے کے بدر الدجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کے شمس الضحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کف پانچ چاند سا دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کف پانچ چاند سا دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کف پانچ چاند سا وہ کف پانچ چاند سا وہ کف پانچ چاند سا سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کام وہ لے لیجئے تم کو جو راضی کرے کام وہ لے لیجئے تم کو جو راضی کرے, تم کو جو راضی کرے, تم کو جو راضی کرے, ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود, ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود, کعبے کے بدر تجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود, طیبہ کے شمس و دہا تم پہ کروڑوں درود.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, and inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be honored and privileged to listen to this beautiful kalam that highlights the ikhtiyar, the authority of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the waswasa and through the whispers of the devil, of shaitan. If any person has any sort of doubt with regards to the ikhtiyarat and the authorities which Allah azza wa jal had bestowed upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, after listening to this kalam, you will analyze and realize what powers and abilities had been bestowed upon Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every couplet in this beautiful kalam is actually the summary of a narration, a summary of some sort of hadith of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that speaks about the ikhtiyar and the power and abilities which had been granted to Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, we will have this kalam ready for you just in a moment inshallah, and when we do listen to this kalam once, we are going to continue with our discussion speaking about the beautiful characteristics of the Ahlul Bayt. Jihan, speaking about the caravan, the Husseini caravan that made their way to the plains of Karbala, and what beautiful and amazing characteristics they had displayed. Allahu Akbar, the sabr and patience they had, in particular the blessed grandson of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidu Shuhada, Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Because centuries ago a great fight was fought in the history of Islam between the right and wrong. Allahu Akbar. Call the incident of Karbala. So this fight, dear viewers of Madani channel, this battle, the blessed manners of the Husseini caravan has taught us all people, has taught all the people of the world who are right to take a firm stand against those who are wrong and sacrifice their lives for justice. So inshallah azza wa jalla, we are going to be discussing the blessings of Imam Ali Maqam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's program as well. And just after we listen to this kalam, we will continue with our discussion. Wo jo chahe chand ko tod de. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Ya rasul allah, ya habib allah, ya rasul allah, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دے, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے ٹکڑوں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی, جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی, جو علی کی عصر قضا ہوئی, تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی, تو وہ وقت پر ہی ادا ہوئی, چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں, چھپے آفتاب کو موڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں, وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت کہے خدا, وما رمیت کہے خدا, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں, وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. MashaAllah, marhaba, welcome once again, dear viewers. And this was Muhammad Azim Attari Madani, Sallamahu al-Bari, who was reciting this beautiful and amazing kalam, wo jo chahe chand ko tod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. A beautiful couplet that he also recited was, jo Ali ke asr qaza hui, to wo waqt par ada hui, chupe aftab ko mod de, unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. This speaks about the ikhtiyar and the power and authority given to Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he supplicated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had missed his namaz asr due to being in the service of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then supplicated and made dua, and Allah Azza wa Jalla caused the sun to return to its position. Yani, the time of asr then returned for him to read his namaz asr. Allahu Akbar. And after Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had performed his namaz asr, in other words, he did not make his namaz asr qada, yani it was ada. Allahu Akbar. It was performed in its time, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated this beautiful and amazing mu'ajaza and miracle that he returned the sun which had set it back to its position for Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to perform his namaz asr. And this incident and this mu'ajaza had been narrated by thousands of scholars, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is in the books of history that this is one ikhtiyar and authority which Allah Azza wa Jalla had granted to him. There are so many other mu'ajazas and miracles of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every other Nabi were granted miracles, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But our beloved Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself came as a miracle. Allahu Akbar. As the poet says so beautifully, معجزِ انبیاء کو خدا نے دیئے معجزِ انبیاء کو خدا نے دیئے معجزہ بن کر آیا ہمارا نبی معجزہ بن کر آیا ہمارا نبی صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are speaking about the grandson of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, who himself is a great subhanallah, a great personality, and the karamat that were performed by His Eminence Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussain radiyallahu an, and his generosity is beyond imagination. And this is exactly what we are going to be speaking about today in order to implement the teachings of the Husseini caravan within our lives, so that we could also, when we claim to say that we are the lovers of Imam Hussain radiyallahu an, we should not only restrict this to the lips alone, but rather practically show this from our characteristics, that we are the lovers of Hussein and the Husseini caravan. We are the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. Yes, this has to be shown through one's character, not only via the lips and tongue, dear viewers. Now, inshallah Azza wa Jal, I want to present a few incidents and few beautiful parables which will enlighten us, inshallah, and rejuvenate our spirits after we listen to these parables. It has been stated that once a person had 20 or 30 camels, but he was unable to manage to feed them. Someone advised him to go to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu an. Allahu Akbar. So he went there with this wish and desire to explain his problem, that he has 20 or 30 camels, but he does not have the means to feed them. When he reached Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu an, he found that Imam Hussein radiallahu an was busy eating food with his servants. Allahu Akbar. He thought perhaps Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu would not allow him to eat food with him. He was just thinking about it, that Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu affectionately said, come and join us in the meal. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, the person also started eating with him. After having food, he radiallahu anhu washed his blessed hands and asked him what was his desire, what was his need, why did he come? So having heard about his need, he radiallahu anhu said, bring your camels and feed them here. Allahu Akbar. Bring your camels and feed them here. When he saw this kind of favor and affectionate demonstrated by Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, he spontaneously said, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. By Allah Azza wa Jal, this generosity is completely unique. Allahu Akbar. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, feeding 20 or even 30 camels, for he did not have the means to feed them. And he took this need in the court of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, ki main to khana nahi khila pa raha hu, aap karam farma de. and without any delay. Plus he fed him, and after feeding him, he said to him, there's no problem, bring all your camels here and you can feed them by me as well. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madini channel, how great is the favor of Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu. Sometimes he radiallahu anhu would resolve the problems of some person, and sometimes fulfill the need of some poor person. Sometimes he would bless a traveler, and sometimes get ready to help someone after knowing about his compulsion and powerlessness, because he radiallahu anhu inherited this great attribute of generosity from his maternal grandfather, who is none other than Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in fact, in a narration, he himself had stated what he had said. He says, Hussein is the inheritor of my courage and generosity. Allahu Akbar. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says so beautifully,
कौन देता है देने को मुँह चाहिए, कौन देता है देने को मुँह चाहिए, देने वाला है सच्चा हमारा नबी, देने वाला है सच्चा हमारा नबी, सबसे औला आला हमारा नबी, सबसे बाला वो आला हमारा नबी।
अल्लाहु अकबर। डियर व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, सुभानअल्लाह। Not one, not two, but there are so many different accounts that speaks about and highlights his generosity, his courage, his bravery, Allahu Akbar, his humbleness, just as he would sit with his servants, his elder brother, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, had done this on several occasions. Once he was traveling and going somewhere, when the beggars on the streets, the poor destitute and poor people, said to him, Allahu Akbar, Ya Imam, we invite you to join us for a meal. And what was the meal, dear viewers? It is stated that there were crumbs of bread and roti around them on the floor. Imam Hassan, the elder brother of Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, sat with them and said to them politely with love and affection, my dear brothers, yes, I am the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but sadaqah is not allowed for us, for we are the family of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, I invite you to my home. Accept my invitation. It is stated then he invited those people to his home and prepared lavish foods for them, dear viewers. Delicious and abundance of food was given to them to eat. And when they eaten and satiated their hunger, they had realized that this is the generosity of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Did we not speak about the fast of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha at one stage, when she radiallahu anha and her blessed husband Mawla Ali radiallahu an, and they servant Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fizza radiallahu ta'ala anha, they all fasted, for they made mannat and desire to keep three fast if there are two princes, Sayyidina Imam Hassan wa Imam Hussein, yani Hasnain Karimain alayhi maridwan, would recover from their illness. However, when they recovered, they kept three fasts. Dear viewers, on the first day, there was a knock on the door. And remember, the financial condition at that stage was this, that Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu had only purchased three bowls of barley, yani to prepare roti. And on the first day, when they were about to consume and open their fast, for they'd taken this mannat, that if they would recover, they would keep this as shukrana fast, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, just before they could open their fast, dear viewers, there was a knock on the door. After inquiring, it was noted that there was a destitute who came to beg in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Mawla Ali radiallahu an, Sayyida Fatima Zahra, and their servant, their maid, Hazrat Sayyida Fizza radiallahu anha, they given the destitute who came to ask, all three of them given their roti and their share to this poor person, and they opened their fast with water. The second day, with the same starvation. The entire day they fasted for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just before iftar, before they could open their fast with the second roti that was prepared, there was a knock on the door. After inquiring, they found out a yatim person came and he had asked for something in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he was granted all that just as the first day. Likewise, they opened their fast with water. Subhanallah. Look at their sabr. Look at their patience, dear viewers, without any complaint. And on the third day, when they were about to eat, dear viewers of Madini Channel, again there was a knock on the door. And it was said that this is a prisoner who had come to ask. Once again, all three of them given their foods. And the Quran highlights their generosity. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about how they had fed the destitute, the poor person, the orphan, and the prisoner, and they ask for no recompensation. They don't want any thanks in exchange for what they have done for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. It happens, dear viewers, when you do some sort of favors, we expect a thanks. We expect some sort of gratitude. Kabhi kabhi jab hame ye nahi milta hai, toh people become aggressive. Some people become rude. Allahu Akbar. But this is that gharana ki wo agar kisi ko ata bhi karte hain, to ata karne ke baad khud wo dua mang rahe hote hain. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, now this is the level of their generosity. Can you imagine, dear viewers? There are so many narrations. Can you fast? Have we tried fasting like this, whereas we had given away the iftar which we had prepared for ourselves? Yes, we do share, alhamdulillah, for those who share, may Allah bless you. For those who give only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and expect no recompensation at all for what they have done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah bless them. You know, once a person came to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and made a complaint about his poverty and starvation. He radiallahu anhu said to him, sit for a while. Allahu Akbar. As soon as a gift returned in the court of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, he called for that person. After a little while passed, 5 bags of 1,000 golden coins were presented in the court of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. And this came from the court of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So the messenger humbly said, Ya Sayyidi, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu made an apology for sending you a small amount of money and requested you to distribute it to the poor after accepting it. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu handed the whole amount of money to the poor man and made an apology for the delay, despite this favor that he had bestowed upon him. Yani, usko bithaya kuch der ke liye aur kaha ki, inshallah azza wa jalla, there is something that is going to come to me, just wait for a while. After giving him 1,000 golden coins, the leader of the martyrs, the blessed flower from the garden of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not only give him the money, lekin paise dene ke baad aap khud maafi mang rahe aur keh rahe ki, I seek apology from you for making this delay and making you wait for this time. However, all of this money I grant it and give it to you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, this is really amazing, really amazing. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the blessings of Shuhada'i Karbala. Chali inshallah Azza wa Jalla ek kuch ashar padhte hain.
Ya shaheed Karbala faryaad hai, 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 noore chashme Fatima faryaad hai, noore chashme Fatima faryaad hai, hai meri haajat mein taba, main maroon, hai meri haajat mein taba, میں مروں اے میرے حاجت روا فریاد ہے میرے حاجت روا فریاد ہے میرے حاجت روا فریاد ہے.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو ہیو یو جسٹ ہرڈ ہاؤ سید الشہداء امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ہیڈ انہیریٹڈ دا جنراسٹی اینڈ دا کریج فرام دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ عز و جل گرانٹ اس دا بلیسنگز اینڈ دی توفیق ٹو فالو دا فٹ اسٹیپس آف سید الشہداء امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. سو یو ہیو دا چانس اینڈ اپرچونیٹی. وی ہیو ناٹ seen that error and that time. However, you can show love to the Sa'adat, to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, you will also attain blessings. Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka. And yes, there is immense reward in this. Never stop loving the Ahlul Bayt. In fact, increase your love for them. But increasing love here refers to when you increase your love for them, then you should also follow in their footsteps. Yani, what are their teachings? What makes them happy is when you will follow and be obedient to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the best gift you could give them. As we know, the beautiful akhlaq and characteristics they had demonstrated. Look at the bravery of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Bibi Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha on the plains of Karbala. She was that one brave woman, subhanallah, who stood firm and who stood upright even for haq after the blessed demise of Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The significance of Ahlul Bayt, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, what can be said about the significance and the virtues of Ahlul Bayt? From day one, we have been speaking about their virtues and their blessings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated in a beautiful narration that stars bring about peace to the inhabitants of the heavens. And my Ahlul Bayt, yani my family, bring about peace for my Ummah. My family, my Ahlul Bayt, bring about peace for the Ummah. Yani they are the contentment of our hearts. They are the contentment and the tranquility of our hearts. Through them, there is peace within our hearts. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, lots can be said about their virtues and their blessings. There are hundreds of books with regards to their amazing generosity, their sacrifices, what they have done. You know, we are speaking about Sayyidul Shuhada, we are speaking about generosity. Let me remind dear viewers of Madani Channel, and this is exactly what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says in his beautiful poetry. He says,
اہل سنت کا بیڑا پار اصحاب حضور اہل سنت کا بیڑا پار اصحاب حضور نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے عطرت رسول اللہ کی. ارے نجم ہے اور ناؤ ہے عطرت رسول اللہ کی.
اکبر. سو فالوئنگ دیم یو ول اٹین سلویشن. Being obedient towards them, you will attain salvation, dear viewers of Madani Channel. There are so many different accounts that speaks about their generosity. Jab ye, a person had met Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu an, baatcheet ke dauran unhone ijazat talab ki, ki agar aap ijazat farmaye, can I be your mehman, can I be your guest? This was accepted by Zainul Abidin radiyallahu an. However, on the third day of this person's departure, ye jo mehman teen din raha, teen din rehne ke baad jab jaane ka waqt aaya, to inhone kaha ki I want to say something to you in your bargah. It was said, yes, you may say. He says, I feel or I assume that you had not recognized my personality. You aapko nahi pata main kaun hu. Well, I am the person who was appointed by the Yazidi army, by Yazid and the commando in chief at that time, for not allowing a single drop of water to enter your camp. I was there and you seen me, but aapne 3 din tak mujhe rakha aapke ghar mein, to isse yahi pata chalta hai ki aapne mujhe pehchana hi nahi. Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu said to him, how could I not recognize who you were when I seen your face day and night? I seen my father asking you for water, my family members asked you, but you felt no shame, you felt no pity upon us, and you never given us anything. How could I ever forget this face? You want to know, despite knowing who you are, why did I keep you in my home? Then listen, the reason for this, aapko mere ghar mein mehman banane ka maqsad yahi tha ki main aapko ye dikhaun ki what you done to me and my family on the plains of Karbala is the teachings of Yazid, aur maine jo aapke sath kiya, this is the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, what I have done for you and what I have done to you by taking care of you and making you my mehman is the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, that is why a poet says very very beautifully,
ghaib se Karbala se ye aayi sada, ghaib se Karbala se ye aayi sada, are ghaib se Karbala se ye aayi sada, sayyada ka gharana salamat rahe, sayyada ka gharana salamat rahe, Mustafa ka gharana salamat rahe.
Alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of today's program, and we end with this beautiful hadith of Tirmizi Sharif. A generous person is close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Paradise and people are distant from hell. Allahu Akbar. And another hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there are three things for which I can swear and inform you about one of them. There are three things I can take oath about. Un teen cheezon mein se ek cheez main aapko ye batata hu. Remember, the wealth of the one is never reduced by giving sadaqah. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us ability and tawfiq to continue spreading the message of Islam. We shall be back, dear viewers of Madani channel. Today we spoke about the Husseini caravan. Stay tuned with Madani channel, and we leave you reminding you the slogan of Dawat Islami: I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu, Allahu.